delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
I'm ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. We got a special guest in the building. She has the hottest record out right now. We're going to say it. Give it up for Glorilla on Big Facts. How many times are we going to say let's go today during this conversation? We're going to
probably like a million, because I know I've already said it like 10 times since
exactly.
I woke up.
What's up with you? What's up with you?
Hey, what's up? What it do?
How you feeling first off? How you taking it all in? You know what I mean? The success and, you know what I'm saying, your rise in fame?
I'm feeling blessed.
Feeling blessed?
Yep.
How did it all start for you? Like how long you been making music and rapping?
I had actually started taking it serious in like 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2018, okay. Then never stopped, kept going.
So
was
you,
that around the time like you made West Side Baby and Gang Them?
Nah, I had made them last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I made Gang Them in like June last year. Then I made West Side Baby in like November.
So what was the inspiration for both of those?
Gang Them, cause you know me and my friends, we always on gang shit. We
Yeah, of course.
Me and my friends always be on gang shit. Then West Side Baby, that's really just my where I'm from, my hood.
Like just talking about your story and
stuff.
Okay, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's Fuck Nigga Free. Is it based on a true story? Like it feels like it's based on a true story. Like it's your life for real. Like it happened.
Like
you broke up with your man and then got with your girls and went to the red light.
They said that the fuck nigga was taking all the pictures and your videos and shit in the background. So
no,
like,
that was my cousin. On that picture, that was my cousin. Like everybody was like when this song first dropped, they were just trying to really find some shit. But that was my cousin. He in jail right now. Free him.
But, yeah, free that man.
Free Rambo, man. But it really came from like having a lot of fuck niggas. Like I didn't have my hair of fuck niggas.
Multiple?
What makes a fuck nigga?
Not being faithful and lying. You know what I'm saying? Really, them the main two. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got to worry about no fuck nigga cheat. Yep.
Okay.
So what's the female version of a fuck nigga?
The same stuff.
Just a fuck nigga, female?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Does it feel real?
Or feel real?
Like what you're going through, like, does it feel like a dream?
It did it for the first month. For the first month, I wouldn't believe in it. I'm like, this ain't going on. Somebody slapped me. Somebody pinched me. But now I accepted it. Because it's been happening every day. So I'm happening every day. And so I finally accepted it.
Yeah, feel like work yet?
Yes, most definitely. Yes.
They've been working you?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the best and worst part so far?
It's like traveling the best and worst part because, like, I be hanging on planes now. Cause like, we get on the plane every day. Every day is a plane. But I like traveling because I wasn't traveling at first. Like, I ain't been nowhere before.
You get to see some different shit.
Yeah. So, that's like the best and worst part.
What you think the biggest difference is for you in your hometown now?
For me in my hometown? Like, there's another new generation female rapper. Like, because we ain't really, like, didn't actually, like, bloom and made it. Because, you know, we ain't had no vaccines with Chet and Gangsta Boo.
No, I'm saying, what's the biggest difference for you, like, for your life, like, personally?
Oh, I'm rich. I ain't broke no more.
Nah, for real.
Speaking of rich, you had a classic tweet
that
said.
That's a big difference.
Big difference.
Man, what?
You had a classic viral tweet that said, I got rich off spelling. I encourage all kids to stay in school.
Yep. That's hard. Yep. Like. Yeah. Literally, I spelled two words, then like the biggest parts of the song that they like. I got rich off of that.
Yeah.
Stay in school.
Yeah.
So do you ever plan on going back to any of your like old schools, like your high school or your middle school, and like doing something for the kids?
My middle school, for sure. Westside. Mm-hmm. Like, I for sure. I was just talking about these yesterday, matter of fact, that I want to go there for sure. You know what I'm saying? Do something for them. I hated my high school.
Okay.
Right. I liked the high school I graduated from, Melrose, but Melrose, Westside, for sure Westside though.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
You think you all the way comfortable with this shit yet though? Like, I'm settled in. Like, this me.
I think I'm like 90% there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you think the other 10% is?
Like, cause like sometimes like I still be walking around like I'm normal sometimes. Like I walk in the building, forget that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm famous and shit, then somebody just come out of nowhere saying something to me, and I be like, damn, I keep forgetting.
So what's your family dynamic like? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my mama got 10 kids.
Mm.
Okay. What was that like growing up?
It was fun, because like...
Were all y'all like in the same household together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like all 10 of us, because it was my mama 10 kids, so like... I ain't go to school. I went to school late, so I just knew them, being around them. Stuff like this. So
you the youngest out of them?
I'm number 8.
Okay.
Out of 10, so it's 2 younger than me. The rest of them older than me.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Mm-hmm. How's like the attention from the male and probably female attention too? Like, how's that attention for you? Basically, what I'm trying to say, like, you got groupies now. Like, people be tweeting they want to marry you and do all this other crazy type of shit. So, how do you respond to that? Right. What's your response to that? And do you think you're gonna go like maybe? I don't know what your situation is, but are you the like industry type of person? Or are you like the type of person that just wants a regular guy?
Like, see, I don't want, like, how can I say this? Like, I don't want no industry person.
Okay.
You want a hood nigga.
You know, some hood niggas in the industry. But, like, they, like, I don't like dudes that everybody know.
So, could you date a nigga that's clocking in 9 to 5? If he like wasn't a fuck nigga and he don't cheat and he treats you the way you want to be treated.
She don't want no nigga with a job.
I know that. I got to ask her though. It's my job to ask her.
It ain't no wrong with them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it depends on what his tax
could bracket. Could you date is. One? It depends on what his tax bracket.
What kind of job?
Yeah.
What kind of job? Okay.
Yeah.
Got to be Google, Amazon, some big shit. I got you. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you popped it off for your family, basically.
Pop it off for everybody.
Yep, for sure.
How does that feel? Yeah, how does it feel? It's live. It's live. Like, I feel like the chosen one. Love it. Yep.
What's the first thing you bought when you got your check? Your first, like, real big check?
The first big purchase I made was when I got my teeth done. That's the only big purchase I made.
Okay.
I ain't know, like, I spend money, but I don't spend a lot of money. Like, I don't really spend a lot of money.
You not a shopper?
I'm a shopper, but, like, see me, like.
You ain't in a rush to go back broke.
Yeah. You ain't in a rush to go back down. Then, like, how, like, boutiques, like, I be supporting the boutiques. Like, they give me a lot of free shit, so I don't buy clothes. Like, I just wear everything people give me and promote their stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I go in the store, like, sometimes, like, Louis V, Gucci, sometimes buy something, like, an item. But, like, I ain't used to just going in the store spending a lot of money. Like, why would I, like, just go broke on buying a lot of clothes? Like, somebody said the other day, they were like, you gotta start dressing like you rich. Like, I mean, if I can make normal clothes look good, why not keep wearing them?
Why not keep wearing them?
So then I get them for free, so why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, free shit is always cool.
You hear me?
It makes sense.
Yeah. Did you grow up listening to, like, Chat and Boo, Gangsta Boo?
Yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you would say that's, like, probably your main influences?
Like, when I used to listen to them, like, I wasn't trying to rap. Like, I started wanting to rap when I got in high school and started listening to Chief Keef.
Okay, Chief Keef.
Also, Chief Keef is, like, your inspiration.
Yeah, I love Chief Keef.
Chief Keef is the GOAT to a lot of current
rappers. Yeah,
especially
the
generation.
Yeah, for sure. So, exactly.
Like,
sure.
If Chief Keef ain't saw that, it wouldn't be a lot of people out.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, he created his own way.
Mm-hmm. Is there another side of you that kick it and listen to, like, R&B and, like, mellow type shit, or you always want to turn up?
Like, I like that type of music, too. Like, I make music like that. Like, I got a lot of, a couple unreleased
you
R&B
seen?
Songs.
Nah, you got anything for the fellas?
Like what?
Like not
song? You know how like niggas make
like
songs
cater to you type shit.
That'll be contradiction. Like she can't do that. That's contradicting.
How she gonna start back around?
Somebody told me they want me to do that for, and I said I'll do it. Like I could be versatile. I could do it. But
I mean, you can do it in your own special fuck nigga way. Like
nah, you gonna let your fan down. You do that. They you done gave a lot of women.
Yeah, but
some
like
encouragement to say fuck to
right.
Like if
right.
You hear all my movies, though, you can tell I'm always saying fuck a nigga. Like,
yeah,
you so can't, a lot of movies gotta make me on some fuck a nigga type shit.
Yeah. You can't switch that up yet.
Not yet.
I might do it one day.
Yeah, but not yet. Anytime.
It's too early.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
For sure.
Because it was the same way like when Carisha and JT got involved in their relationships, it was kind of like, oh, damn, like the hot girls, and I mean the city girls are not up for the summer.
Is the follow up single determined yet?
You know, I just dropped on the CMG album tomorrow, but I had dropped this song the same day we recorded the video.
Okay.
So yeah, I got like a lot of I done recorded some more music, some little term music, but I know people expecting a lot of anthems out of me now, like. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy because, like, I make normal songs. I'm not a person to make twerk music and, like, anthems, but that's what I made with FNF. Mm-hmm. By mistake, I didn't mean for it to go how it did, but it did. So a lot of people expecting it from me. But, like, I got different music coming.
Yeah, the hit always be the one that you just fucking around.
Exactly.
It don't never be the one you think it's going
to
be.
Which means you should always make your music just fucking around, in my opinion. Have fun with it.
Who you like when you sign with CMG, which one of them your label mates you like can't wait to do the song with?
Bad. We had already started working on some. Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see like your best friend Gloss, you know, just got signed to QC, like shout out to P or whatever. But I see that, you know, when she got signed and even like along this whole entire journey, like you guys have been really vocal about supporting each other and, you know, showing each other love. So my question to you is, how do you maintain such a positive energy and a positive outlook amongst you and your girls in an industry and a world that's like so filled with cattiness and jealousy when it comes to women?
Like, we didn't talk about these before, like, when we was rapping coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we always knew our time was going to come. We just ain't no win. So, we always talked about everything. Like, me and Gloss never had no hateful or jealousy towards each other. Because, like, it was a time when she had a lot of shows. When I first started hanging around her, I wasn't having no shows. Mm-hmm. Then it flipped when I was having shows and she won. Or when I was making music, she won.
Yeah,
so, we always just supported each other. Like, this all. Because it's always like, if she win, I'm winning. If I win, she gonna win.
Right. And especially, like, even with all of, like, the rest of y'all's crew, like, I saw the cypher thing that you guys did, and like all of y'all are like going crazy. So it's like, it's really refreshing to see the unity amongst you guys, because you don't get that with a lot of females nowadays, for real. Mm-hmm. That's hard.
People be jealous and hating and stuff.
Yeah, like I hope that shit never like affects y'all, or never like comes into y'all circle, and y'all can always keep that shit tight and keep it going, and everybody goes up, like, for real, for real.
For sure.
I like that. I like that, Jade. I like that. So, good job, Jade. Salute, Jade. Salute. So let's talk a little bit about Memphis. How was it growing up, coming up in Memphis?
Like, you know, Memphis real ghetto. Like it. You know, like, in Memphis, like, it ain't as much unity as it is, like, out here. Mm-hmm. And other places, like everybody beefing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like me, like I really ain't like going to clubs. Like I just started really going to clubs to, like, when I started getting booked. But like, mm-hmm. I ain't been to clubs before, they didn't got shot up. I ain't been in house parties, they didn't got shot up. Like just mm-hmm. normal in Memphis, because people be beefing all the time. Like it ain't no unity out there.
Well, why you think, I mean, people beef everywhere. Why you think particularly Memphis? Like what you think, like, maybe the root of that is?
I really don't know. It's just like every area got their own gang, you know what I'm saying? And they just somehow find a way to beef with the other part. Mm. And so we just be, because sometimes I don't be knowing why. How did they even start beefing? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we just be like that.
Mm. So. You the type of person that maybe kind of like put some positivity out there, like you against the beef, like kind of maybe tell niggas stuff, because you know a big part of beef we always talk about in big facts is like females can escalate that shit.
Yeah, more definitely.
So are you the type of person that's on the other side, like kind of trying to shift the energy the other way?
I mean, it's worth a try that I can do, but it's like
it's
so
it is.
Separated. Yeah, like sometimes you can't, like it's like what's it like? I don't know. It's just like it's hard.
So you mind your business. You mind your business?
Yeah, I mind my business, because Memphis, it'll be hard to do some stuff like that, like try to bring everybody together. Because there's probably already some people who think I'm the y'all, but I don't know about it.
Oh, just wow. Because
of who I hang around or who I be, you know what I'm saying? So, it's crazy.
Yeah. You gotta mind the business that pay you.
For sure. They say they need answers. About what? When
I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
What else you feel like next for you besides music? Like, what you on?
See, I don't be saying my ideas because I got, like, ideas to people like DJ. And now I want nobody to steal my ideas.
Same thing. I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I fuck with that. And I'm saying, like, what about acting or shit?
I'm going to definitely want to act. That's what I want to do first growing up. I want to act. Like, I always want to be somewhere on the camera. Because at first I used to sing, but I can't sing no more. But yeah, like, I always, like, want to act. So I'll be, that'll be so crazy seeing me in a movie because, like, I think I can act. I did a hood movie in Memphis before.
You be, I don't say acting, but your persona on social media is worthy of a movie role.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think I'll play a good movie role.
Why you don't shoot y'all story?
Why don't you do it? Girl,
like, shoot y'all, like.
I like do a movie with us. I should.
Yeah, that'd
be good hard. Idea. That'd be hard.
Yeah, for sure.
Just keep the cameras on now. Like, how do we got the cameras on? Keep the camera on.
Yeah, like, they be telling us they could, like. What people don't know about me and my friends, we funny as hell. Like, we laugh. Like, we don't never, it ain't never no time we ain't laughing.
Yeah.
Then, like, when we be around each other.
That's that positive energy.
Yeah, like, we all funny as hell. Like, they all keep me, like, crying, laughing. Like, people don't know that. Like, we ain't serious type of people at all. Unless we, like, really gotta be. But, yeah, people be telling us all the time, y'all need to vlog. Because y'all funny as hell. Y'all need to.
Or, like, a reality show or something. Because that shit be, like, that shit be
hard. I think they're gonna go viral.
I think so too.
Y'all have any kind of type of code amongst y'all? Like some shit just, y'all be like, man, we stand on this. Like, we ain't never gonna do this, so we gonna do this way.
Like, we not ever gonna, like, fuck around with nobody that, like, one of us has fucked around with. Or, you know what I'm saying? So. We not gonna do, like, none of the shit that, like, can split a bunch of girls up, like, type shit. Or anything, period, that y'all, like, just know that as a crew, y'all aren't gonna do that'll put one person in conflict with another inside the crew.
Like, yeah, this one I'm talking to, you know what I'm saying, the same dude. And I be saying, like, I hate when people go to social media. I be like, if it's a problem within us, keep it in the group. Don't post on social media. Don't put nobody else in the video. That's one thing for sure I be saying because I hate when people do that, go to social media about stuff.
Right.
Then, It's really like normal girl code stuff.
Okay.
Then we stand on.
Yeah. What's the biggest show you done did so far?
Them birthday badge. Then, like, you know, I did the Wireless Festival in London.
Okay, how was that?
Oh, for real? How was that?
Yeah, I liked it. I love London people.
Okay. Was you nervous? You still get nervous when you perform, like before you perform?
Nah, they were often say, like, it's really like yes and no. So, like, it's different because I ain't never hear no big crowds like them. Mm. But at the same time, like, I've been having shows, like, every day, probably, like, 3 shows a night type stuff. So, I only got used to performing. So, I know how to perform. So.
Mm. Was that your first time going overseas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you like it?
I liked it. It was different. Everything big out there. Ain't nothing little. Like, everything big.
No. How did you adjust, like, to the food and stuff like that?
It tastes like nothing.
Yeah.
Like, the food tastes like nothing.
Yeah, it's bland. A lot going on.
It's more bland. Overseas. Yeah. So did you, like, being overseas, like, obviously from Memphis, you have one type of lingo, right? You talk a certain way. So talking to them, were y'all able to communicate?
Like, I kept saying, huh.
Like, you kept saying, huh. So you couldn't understand them, they couldn't understand you.
Yeah, but they could understand me more than I could understand them. Like,
okay. Yeah.
They'd get to talking real fast. Once they get into the conversation, they'd be like, huh, wait, hold on, what you say? I told one person, I was like, I don't want to keep saying, huh.
Right.
So I just let them talk because I don't want to keep saying what.
That's hilarious. What do you think the formula and the key for you is going to be to, like, remain consistent and remain relevant and continue to go up? Because you set a high bar for yourself with that record, honestly. So what's going to be your formula to stay here in the game?
And to remain humble at the same time.
Like, staying in the studio. You know what I'm saying?
Staying in the studio. Really? That's,
staying in the studio.
That's actually bullseye.
That's one way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Stay in the studio.
So you open to taking, like, ideas from producers. Like, you know how producers come with, all right, try this. It's already ready. All you got to do is put your vocals on it. You open to that?
Yeah, like, they didn't, some of them not already came to me like that. Which, you know, me, every time I still be adding my tweets. I change some up.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, they become, I'm open to it.
But do you prefer to build from scratch?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, sometimes I like when I'll be like, just give me a topic, say a word, and I'll rap off that word. I'll make the song based off that one word or one topic.
Okay.
Nah, because, you know, like, more producers, when they making the beat, they kind of hear something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
They produce.
Like, they produce you.
Yeah, not just beat making, producers.
But some artists don't like to be produced.
Yeah.
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 Like, I like writing my own music, but...
No, I'm saying, like, they giving you the direction, not come with a whole full song I already wrote out. Yeah. Like, they might say, I hear your flow like this. If you rap it like this, this how whatever I hear it. They come with, like, how they already hear the record.
For sure. Yeah, I'm open to that.
Yeah, like, sure. I guess what it is leading you into it?
Producing. Yeah, producers. is what producers should do, producing. I think that's...
Like, real producers do.
Yeah, like, sit in there. Do you like to sit in the studio with your producers and make the music? Or is it sometimes
the beats.
Some email... Send it through tape.
Either or, it don't matter. Like, I just started sitting in the studio with producers since this song in Blue. But normally, like, how I used to make my music, I used to just be at home, I'd smoke, go sit in the car, or put my earphones in, listen to beats, and then I'd write my music out.
Got out of the mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be hard. Like, I used to think I can go in the studio. I'd be like, I got to write this before I go record it. But now I can just go sit in the studio and do it from there.
What's the biggest difference between, I don't like to use the word broke, but Glorilla before the check and now with the check? What's the biggest difference so far?
That I can, like, move more freely, really.
Mm. Without a care.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, you don't have as many worries or as many things that you have to be concerned about because you have more freedom to do what you need to do because you have the means to be able to do it.
Yeah, like, I'm just able to do more stuff, really. That's the difference, like, being, like, I was in the, I forgot which one of them stores I was in. I think it was Gucci. And I was in the bathroom stuff. I just got it. I ain't look at the price. I ain't never did no
stuff. That's what happened when you get rich.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I swear I didn't pay attention to
the price later.
Man.
Yeah.
That's not the only difference, though. I feel more, like, I can do more stuff, but it really, I know.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're a strip club patron? You go to strip clubs?
When I perform.
When you perform, that's it.
See, then, like, I'd be like, it'd be kind of crazy when I'd be going to strip club to perform because the strip's right there. I'd be like, dang, I got throw some money on them. I'm like, I'm here to get money. I gotta throw it. I ain't gonna go to no strip club by myself. Like, just to go.
Yeah.
Cause like,
what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, when they, you know what I'm saying, I get booked and stuff like that. That's why I be like, they need to give me their money so I can throw it. But I be feeling bad when I don't throw no money on them. Because I'm like, I'm here. This is the place where you throw, this is where they make their money.
If you was in their shoes, you'd be mad.
You entertained too, though.
Yeah, exactly. You entertained too. That's why I be like,
That's why you got to put that extra like $5,000 or $10,000 in your rider. Like, in addition to your booking fee, you need $5,000 or $10,000 ones to make the shit go up and make that show look good.
Yeah.
That's in all my contracts.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, you got to do it like that. How often you come to Atlanta?
I've been out here a lot lately.
Lately?
I'm going to move out here.
You like it? Well, there's the answer to that question. What do you like about the city?
You know, it's a lot of stuff to do music-wise.
Mm.
You think you want a big house or like a condo, penthouse or something? You know?
See, I just started thinking about doing a penthouse, but I think I really want like a house, like a big, not real big, nothing too, you know what I'm saying? Like a little five-bedroom.
Outskirts or in the city?
Outskirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Glorilla have skills in the kitchen? Can you cook?
Yeah, hey, I cook a little something.
What you cook, girl?
I know how to cook steak.
Okay.
Okay.
Started one of my big favorite things to make that everybody like is my spaghetti. Like, I make spaghetti real good.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you make your two questions with your spaghetti, when you make your spaghetti, do you put sugar in your spaghetti?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. No.
Yes.
You gotta have. Do you have meatballs with your spaghetti, or do you put fish with your spaghetti?
Fish.
I don't do meatballs. Like, I don't put it in there for the fact.
A lot of people do fish, fried fish.
And spaghetti.
Put it on the side and put it on top of it.
Then spaghetti.
I ain't never had that.
Yeah.
Who don't? Y'all don't do
that? Yeah, I don't had it.
I'm going to try it, but I ain't
never
had
it.
No, I've had it before, but that's not how I do it. I don't put sugar in shit. Because I can't mix sugar and salt. Like, sugar and salt don't go, like, together. Like,
they can. Sweet and sour? Sweet and sour?
No.
No.
When I done made spaghetti and I done forgot to put sugar in there, kind of did a couple times, I'd be like, something ain't right. Something ain't right. Then be like, dang, I forgot to put the sugar up in there.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of what you cook, what's your favorite food to eat?
I like seafood. I love pasta.
I don't know.
But it's so crazy because I can't make no good pasta. I be trying, but it don't help me good. I be missing like at least one or two ingredients. I don't know what it be every time.
You gotta put oil and salt in the water when you get ready to boil it, and you can't overcook it. You need to leave it al dente so that when you mix the sauce and all that,
it'll
be okay. I'm just trying to help.
Y'all gonna be like chicken, y'all spaghetti, or fish, which y'all spaghetti. I can't listen to y'all.
No, no.
Outside
of fish. They don't do that out here.
Okay, so how y'all from Memphis?
Oh, shit. Cash from Memphis.
Oh, she's from Memphis.
She's from Memphis.
You from Memphis? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's from Memphis.
Where you from? I'm from here.
L.A.
Well, LA, you know.
That's why.
They putting shit.
LA food nasty as hell.
Yeah. We know it.
It's not nasty.
Y'all got the nastiest food.
I've been ready to find Taco Bell and McDonald's out there.
Y'all go to Hollywood. You got to go to the hood. It's the difference between South Central.
What you going
to
get in the hood?
Well, we got all type of food.
Other than tacos, what you going to get? What you going to get?
What type of good food y'all
have? Big Facts in LA.
No. We doing Big Facts with Shy. What you eat in LA?
You can go to Bertha's for some soul food.
There ain't no soul food in LA.
God, never heard no soul food.
They got a Cajun twist, right? Shit like that, like
soul food tacos. Yeah.
It ain't just soul food. We got burgers across the street from the Nickerson Garden.
They got some
Korean
burgers.
College.
They got some burgers. They got some burgers.
Y'all got that spot by the Garden.
Yeah. Now I'll get y'all that. I'll get y'all that. I'll get y'all that.
So where you from?
I'm from here.
Oh, okay,
I'm from the West Side.
Mary Max.
Don't be bothered.
We got Busy B. Walters on Cleveland.
Yeah.
We got all kind of shit. Don't play with us.
The food I hear straight though. Way better in LA.
Our food is definitely better.
That's not LA. Y'all go to Hollywood. That's not LA.
I've been to LA and ate some food.
Let me take you.
First off, it's tacos everywhere. Yeah, they do. But I don't want to eat tacos.
Taco truck be straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit ain't like that, though.
We love LA. I love LA.
Yeah, y'all love LA.
And no matter where you, no matter where you from, if you leave and go try to eat somewhere else, is you? That's what you used to. You know what I'm saying?
Even if you go to the same restaurant that you eat in your city, exactly. in that city, it don't taste the same.
Just like the Harold's here don't taste like the Harold's in Chicago.
Exactly. No way. No way. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it is.
That should be like that. It's cool.
So
big glow.
Big glow.
I done heard about 100,000 different people for this remix. Now I don't know how much can talk about the remix. I see the label looking at me. But what can we expect from the remix if a remix exists?
Whatever that you see when it comes out.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
But a remix does exist. Can you at least confirm that a remix might be coming?
It might.
It might. Okay. Yep. All right. Fair enough. She's been taught well. Tried to crack her.
Right.
She'll settle in, but I'll
that girl would have been trained.
Right, right. And not say nothing about their remix. Well, so-and-so might take their verse back.
Who the first person felt entitled?
After your success.
Entitled to it.
To what you got. Like, you owe
felt like you deserved, they deserved a piece of what you had because they've been with you for however long.
Like, nobody just, I want to say felt entitled because, like, I used to always say, like, I ain't going to leave my people dry. You know what I'm saying? But don't come doing it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they know that, though. That's why ain't nobody just really been on it. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't had no goddamn cousin, your 16th cousin child.
Man, it be people on the internet swearing at my cousin. I'm like, I never in my life saw you, knew you, or none of it. They be like, that's my cousin. I be like, okay. Okay.
You just wanna start being my cousin now?
Man, what's on? Like, I never met you before. Never saw your Facebook name until now.
But you ain't got that text from one of them ex like, you know what I'm starting to realize.
Like, within the first week, all of them had hit me up. All of them. And I ain't showing none of them. Girl, I'm proud of you.
Oh, you fuck niggas.
One of them blew it. He got the... Hey,
what happened, Queen? What happened?
He takes my friend and tried to get her to... You know what I'm saying?
Get him back in.
Hey, that's a little ugly. Like, girl, leave me alone, fool. Like, leave me alone.
Didn't that one of the texts make you be like, you know what, I kind of miss him too, though, for real.
No, I don't miss none of my old niggas.
Neither one of them.
None of
them. Hell, so, nah, it's only up for me.
And one of them.
Nan one of them.
Right.
Well, I ain't going back and forth.
Period.
Why you think it is that, like, people have taken you as likable. Like, when you sign, even I ain't never met you. Even I was happy. I'm like, yeah, she got a deal. Yes, I'm so happy for her. Like, right. We don't know you, but we feel like we know you.
Even when she came in here, she was like, how y'all doing? Like, she brought the energy. Like, and she wasn't on no, like, lame shit like some people be on. Like, and that's like, that shit comes through and it fucking permeates through the.
Oh, here we go. Fucking, permeates. Okay.
You know what permeate right. mean?
Because, yeah, what does it mean?
It's in. Like, it comes through, and you know what I'm saying? It's some shit that you can't deny. Uh-huh. Like, you can't fake it, like, type shit. Like, I'm so lame. Shut the hell up.
Permeate. All right. You got me with that one.
We're going
to
do that on
the next. Why do you think that is? That's what we were trying to say. Like, why do you think that is? Right.
What's the question? Was
like, why do you think you're so people just kind of like instantly likable? Because you could be the other way. You could. Some people just get hated for no reason. Tons of it.
Y'all ain't saw people hating.
Well, no, there's always a hater.
I'm just so long.
There's always a hater somewhere, right? But for the most part, it's love. There's always gonna be some hate. But for you, for the most part, I think that there's more love than hate. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm real humble. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't be being cocky or nothing. I be still home. But then, like, I feel like a lot of people can relate to me, like, because, like, I ain't really changing. Like, I'm staying. I'm from the hood, and so a lot of people can relate, even the people who ain't from the hood.
She just hit it on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You hear me? So, like, I feel like this why.
You think part of that is, like secretly, like, inside, like, you've always showed love, like, to other people? Because I honestly believe some of that hate that some people get is because secretly they be putting out that hate. Even if they don't openly do it, they put it out secretly.
I agree.
Like what, like, you mean?
See, like, saying maybe when your favorite rapper got signed and got their big deal. You was happy. You weren't hating like, why her, not me, and I'm rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like it's some people that feel like that too, though. Like I have received more love, but I done received a lot of hate too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But shit, I feel like yeah, I show love to people. Like I ain't never like had no hang spirit, like, cause I always know if it ain't, it's about time, and like it just ain't my time right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or either I ain't working hard enough. Mm-hmm.
Or something I'm not doing for myself that I need to be doing, and it ain't got nothing to do with nobody else and what they got going on at all.
Yeah, it's really just about timing, though. Everybody got their time, so you can't hate.
Right. So on your way up, you weren't like one of the rappers that's blaming everybody because you ain't on yet. The engineer, like the producer, rapper, your manager, your team.
Never, because my folks always been like, they always used to say it with me. They used to manifest with me. They used to be like, man, you hard. Like, you finna blow. Like, you next. Like, all of them used to be like that. So they was on the same type of time and I was on. So, like, I always knew it was about time.
What you think keep you grounded? Like, to make you don't even fall into the hype of yourself? Like, oh, I'm well. What you think would keep you humble?
I just think in my head, stay yourself, stay humble, because once you get the big head and get cocky, stuff be going wrong.
Fact.
So, yeah. They say they need Elsa's. About what?
When I get big fat, big fat, big fat. Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's a few of them oh shit moments you done had? Like, oh shit, I'm on the phone with, or oh shit, I'm right here with. Like, what's a few of them you done had?
A lot of them. Like, when I had first linked up with Sweetie, like, she was the first celebrity I really had meet. So she came in the studio, because, like, Sweetie, like, I always, like, adored her. Like, I always thought she was just so pretty and stuff like that. Like, so when she walked in the studio, I was like, oh my God, Sweetie. And so they were crazy, because, like I said, she was the first celebrity I had meet. Then I had meet Chris Brown, too. So that was another one. Like, that was around the same time. So I'm like, what the? Me? We need people. So.
What's the term they use?
Then Gotti, too. When Gotti had flew me out to Miami and we was on the yacht, that was crazy.
Y'all so like, pulled up, turned, though. Y'all pulled up, turned.
Nah, I ain't talking about the jet. I'm talking about the yacht. They didn't get recorded.
Okay.
Yeah, we was on the yacht in Miami, and that was the first time I met him, like, because I had been to his birthday bash before, but I never, like, met him face-to-face. So, like,
I'm sure there's a lot of like labels and people calling you too. What made you feel comfortable saying, man, I'm going to do my business with Gotti? Like, I salute with him.
Like, I had a lot of label meetings. Because, like, when the first week, matter of fact, the second day probably, the labels got the call and they was just flying me everywhere. Label meetings everywhere. Then, because Gotti had hit me up like around the second or third day. And, like, I had everybody else had plans already to fly me here, fly me there. So, I really didn't get over him until like 2 weeks. And he was standing on it, like, he was standing on me coming out there, you know what I'm saying? So, I had finally went out there and we had got to Miami on the yacht and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Got it, he was just 100 about this time. So, I had leaned over towards him.
Feel like he can understand my vision.
Yeah. Like, he was for sure 100 about this time. So, that was he leaned me towards him.
You got anything coming up in the near future that you can tell us about? Anything like exclusive info?
I don't know if I want to drop my album around Christmas time or when the new year start, but I'm going to drop like, probably 2 singles before then, before the album come out, so people can feel me a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So they could be ready for the album.
They crazy? These singles crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they have features?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the same? Is it the same vibe though? The same vibe?
I say.
Got you. Yeah. It's you.
They hard though.
It's you. Yeah, it's you though.
Like they hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people gonna then the two joints that I'm gonna do. I feel like them gonna be songs that people gonna hear on the radio. People gonna hear in the club.
So did you have fun making them? Did you take the same approach? Like, you ain't overthink it. Like, I'm trying to make a radio
record.
I was just smoking
doing them joints. It came to me. Like, when I make music, I be like this. What a sound, some shit that people be in the car like these two. That's how I just make my music like this.
You be freestyling?
No. I'm not a freestyler. Okay. All
right.
You feel like it happened fast for you or you feel like you grind?
Both of them, like, it blew, like, everything came to me fast. Like, I always just say it's gonna come, But like I said, I've been rapping for like 3 years. So
did it feel like a long time, or did it feel like I just did this shit fast?
It kind of feel like a minute, because yeah, like I've been working, like I said, I didn't cry, because I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to have a support. I was, like I said, like people don't understand, like you actually got to put in the work. You don't happen overnight. Yeah. And it looked like it happened overnight for me, because a lot of people ain't know me. Mm-hmm. But like people from Memphis, they know I've been rapping, I've been doing this, I've been actually putting in the work to be here.
What else was you doing? Like was you working? Like in the meantime?
Yeah, I was working out. Like last year was the year that I had said I'm gonna stop working. I don't want to work in nobody. I don't want to clock in on nobody else's clock.
Mm. Where you was working at?
My last job, Walmart.
Mm. Okay.
And the last day I worked there was like New Year's 2021, that day.
New Year, new me, fuck the job.
Yep. I ain't working after that. I was like, I'm straight on work. I'm just going strictly, you know what I'm saying?
Focus on the music.
Did everything start coming together then? My bad.
Yeah, because in like May, we had these that track with Hickey and Gloss and K Cobb and all them. And that's when that song here went viral. That's when after that I did the gang, you know. And just kept dropping music. I was just really working at it.
So this, we can all kind of weigh in on this. So do you feel like to be successful, you got to get that shit 100%? Now, sure. If you got bills, you kind of stepping out on faith, because you left the job, fuck this job, and in the back of your head, like, I got these bills, you know what I'm saying? But do you feel like to be successful, you got to get that shit 100%? Because we hear this story over and over.
You got to. But like, I ain't just stopped getting money when I stopped working, though. I had found out other ways to get money. So for I was sure. still getting money, but I just wasn't getting it off the clock.
Got you.
So, yeah. You most definitely got to do 100%, though. That's something you really want. Like, if you know that's your calling, you got to give your all 100%.
You got to step out of that comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Like Walmart, you fuck around, get comfortable, and be there goddamn 2-3 years. You know, like, nah, this ain't it. I'm finna go do this, take a risk to do what I need to do this.
For sure. You gotta have the vision. It's all about the vision.
Step in them shoes.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Anything you wanna say to your fans, big facts, supporters, something that maybe all of us don't know about Glorilla?
Dude, it's more from where this came from. This, you'll never see the end. This only the beginning. More hot shit on the way, for sure.
You got a plaque yet? Is it gold? Are we gold, platinum yet?
I don't know.
Gold or platinum yet?
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
That's coming. Multiple.
Whatever it is,
it's on the way. Because it's going crazy.
Yeah.
What show shocked you the most? Like,
God Bash.
They were for it.
Like before, cause like I came up like, you know, like how you beat the stage like that, then you come up like these.
Yeah.
That's what I did. And I used to always see that on TV. When I did it, it was crazy. So before I even came all the way up, when God said what he said, they dropped the beat, they went crazy. Like, then it was so crazy because it was in Memphis. I'm like, dang, they love me like this. So that was my favorite show.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm. So is your life in Memphis now different? Like how you move, but like some of your spots that you be wanting to hit, like you gotta come.
I don't be in Memphis no more.
You know what I mean? I got you.
Yeah.
Because it's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't be in Memphis no more at all. Like I had went for the bash. Mm. Came right back out the next day. Yeah.
Your family, of course, is very, very proud of you. What's some of the shit like your family done told you since you've been on this journey?
They be saying they proud of me, you know what I'm saying, and keep going.
Mm-hmm. You feel like them saying you make it, did it spark anything in like your other siblings? Like you see them moving different now, like they trying to do something.
You know, it's always like what you mean.
Like you know how motherfucker can actually see like something that can actually work for somebody that's close to me, and they start getting on their shit.
For sure. Yep, they've been like they like, dang, she didn't.
I gotta get on my
really
shit.
Really made it. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like inspiration type shit.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Who on your list of people you wanna like meet and have some more moments with?
Like who I wanna work with? Mm-hmm. Beyonce and Chief Keef.
Beyonce and Chief. I like that.
Balance. That's balance right there.
Chief Keef ain't hit you yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What like, he had these,
yeah.
like...
He had these. You said that kind of different, though.
Nah, it ain't nothing. It's like, he had,
DM you.
Nah. Like, I used... No.
What's going on, girl?
He had like he had like slick. He ain't remixed it, but like he made a new song. He put it on his story, and he was like, "I'm G to the L to the O, Big Glow." But I know he been saying Big Glow.
Yeah. So a lot of people, Glory Boys.
Yeah, like yeah. People be thinking like I been Glow. Like my real name is Gloria, so my nickname being Glow, because in the first three letters of my name. So a lot of people like be like, they were mad because they know I love Chiqui, so they were like, girl, he didn't get that off you. He been saying it. I'm like, okay, I know he been saying it, but never. I know all his songs in my head. So. He never said that in his song. So he was,
until I said that. So, and so he got showing that me from
love.
Me.
Yeah, like, he showing me love. They didn't want him to show me love so bad. Like, you know, like, people just be so mad. Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
man, let me have my little moment, man. God,
man, like, what?
You ever talked to him on the phone?
No, I've been. I talked to Tato. Like they don't want to let me meet him. Like I went to the store. You got me.
I got you.
For
my
real?
Word, I got you.
Okay, then let's go.
Y'all make some hard shit though.
Hell yeah.
For sure, we will. Like, cause we
Big
got that same type of energy.
Big
glow. Yep. Mm-hmm. We gotta go do one real
job. How you feel with all the remixes and freestyles and hundreds of them? Like you, some of them obviously you probably care for, and some of them you probably don't care for. Like, how do you feel when you hear all them?
Like I was glad everybody was doing it. Like people thought I was gonna get mad because the dudes were doing it, but it's bringing more attention to the song.
Hey,
so.
Sure. Promo.
Sure.
Yeah,
promo.
I was liking all of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of my old dudes remixed it.
I bet he did.
I don't know. I was just told he did it.
Oh, you ain't here? You ain't listen to it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got time post, for that energy?
Why ain't posting shit?
Well, they say imitation is the finest form of flattery.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, whatever he said in that motherfucker. Like.
Y'all crazy.
Hey, to that female man that's working that job or going to the studio, you know, saying hustling, trying to get into your position, and you know what I mean, go on that path. What kind of game of motivation would you get at them?
Never stop. Give your all 100%. Mm-hmm. If that's what you really want to do, do everything to pursue it. Really, never stop.
Just don't stop.
Put in work. Don't be lazy. And manifest it. Don't say if. Don't doubt yourself. Just manifest it.
And on the days when it's real tough and you want to quit and you want to stop,
don't do it. Talk to somebody. Like I didn't. Recently this year I didn't have the time. Like I said, I'm gonna take a break. My manager was like, "Nah, we ain't finna do that."
Nah, you ain't in break mode. You can't bless. You can't take no break.
Nah, that was like earlier this year. Like
oh, okay, before it all really popped off.
And I had been going through some stuff. I was like, I'm finna take a break. He was like, nah, you can't do that.
Nah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Ain't no breaks. Glorilla, we appreciate you pulling up to us on Big Facts. You know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to hearing new music, remixes, albums, and all that.
There you go.
And make sure y'all check us out at www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch. Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest
to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.